fight on the alleged factorius Amigila who made the Yoshev. One could read the Megillah either standing or sitting, as he wishes. And what's more, even if two people call read it simultaneously, normally we say trei kolin lo mishtamoit, but in this case they are yotz. And we'll see that there's a nafkamina between things that people look forward to hearing, that they pay attention, they're enjoying things that are chavi. You can read we don't say shnei kolos lo mishtamoit. Mokum shenagul levarev. Place where there's a minute to say a bracha. We'll see in the Gemara. This means the bracha after the kriya, which is dependent in minute. So they should be mevarech. Shelo levarech. If the minute is not to say a bracha, lo yevarech. Again, referring to post kriya. B'sheni v'chamish b'shabbes mincha. B'sheni v'chamish b'shabbes mincha. Kareim shlosha. Im pachatim v'nemesifin alei. On the original takana, Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra. That ended up being three times a week kriya that is not part of the normal kriya of the entire parasha. That's Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos Mincha. So there are only three people can read. We don't have less, but it's also an inyan not to be mosif, because these are times, either sheni v'chamishi, or times when people are working. We don't want to be much read the tzibur for having extra aliyahs, it's early enough on Shabbos. And on Mincha, we don't want to be much read people, because usually Mincha... They've been busy all day because these give a drush in the afternoon. It's basically close to the time that the day is finishing up and time for Shalosh Shudis and so on. So it's not good to have extra people reading on Mincha time. Also, there's no maftir on these days. Same idea, exactly the same reason. Although we did have a Gemara that implied that there was a maftir, and Tosfos is bothered by it. It says that there were places where there was a minhag to have a maftir for Ksuvi. But a maftir means a maftir benovi. It's a maftir benovi. They would read a little something, maybe a neil or something interesting. But that was already dependent on minhag. But there certainly was no kviut. There should be a maftir benovi. Beroshech hadashim ubecholosha moed, which is also basically there is some level of working, because the things that are tzarach lemoed are worked on. So korin arba'a ein pochad. But still, ein mosifin on him, because there's some level of work. The Ein Maftir and Benavi, there too. Hapoteach v'hachotim b'Torah. I'll skip this in the one before, I'm sorry. Hapoteach v'hachotim b'Torah mevarech l'faneh v'lacharah. The first one to do the laning, he makes a bracha before. The last one to read the laning, he makes a bracha after. That was an original minhag. So at the middle, or the middle two, in the case of Rosh Chodesh, would not make a bracha at all. Lo l'faneh v'lo l'acharah. Zaklal, kol sheyesh bo musaf, v'eino yom tov, korin arba. The rule is like this. If it's a day that has a musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, or like Chol HaMoed, but it's not a yontav, korin arba'ah. If it's also a yontav, korin chamisha. If it's Yom Kippur, which is more chamur, korin shisha. The Shabbat, shiva. Ein kochatim ehem, avon mosifin aleihem. What the mosifin aleihem means, the mashmaut in Rashi, is that the mosifin aleihem would be on any of the days, other than the aforementioned ones where we're not mosif, but that others are chelek, and they say that, no, we actually should only be mosif on Shabbos, not on yontav. What about Simchas Torah? No, Simchas Torah is in a chinami. Went against the norms, as he usually did. They were samech on the pirushim of those Rishonim who learned Masif and Aleihem would be referring to Yontav as well. And there, Maftir Benavi, and there, Hapoter Fachotem Betorah, Mevorek Lefaneh V'Lacharah. Tosfos says, why do we repeat it three times? At each point we have to say, Hapoter Fachotem, it doesn't change. Says, that's the point. We're listing all of the issues, and certain of them change according to the higher darga, from Sheni V'Chamishi to Rosh Chodesh to Yantav to Yom Kippur to Shabbos. So in order to show which elements are changeable, which elements remain the same, so we repeat it each time to make it clear that I'm your Havamina, that maybe when it comes to Shabbos already, maybe everybody should say a bracha b'ticha, and everybody should say b'chatima. Kamash b'lan, that this is the stand. Says the Gemara, Tana, Masha'in kein b'Torah. It says here that you can stand or you can sit. That's all very nice when it comes to Mikra Megillah. But when it comes to reading from the Torah, you have to stand and not sit. Mina ani mili, amre le'avud, amar kravi, ata po amodi madi. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, come here and you stand learned on Har Sinai, everybody else go home. You stand here with me, and they will learn. The
Yom Rabbi Avu,
note in the Pasuk, it says, with me, the Pasuk hadn't said this openly. We wouldn't be able to say it on ourselves, on our own. What it's saying is, you stand like me. In other words, I'm not going to sit and you stand. Two of us should stand and learn.
40 days or anything.
Yeah. We're going to actually see that. It's not so posh later on from a diak and by Har Sinai. But meanwhile, Om Rabbi Avu, minayin l'rav, shalo yesheva gadei mitav v'yishana l'tal midav. How do you know that the Rav shouldn't be sitting on the couch and teach Talmidim who are sitting on the ground? The Rav and the Talmid should be similar. Indeed, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu till the days of Rabbi Gamliel, the Torah was learned standing. The time that Rabbi Gamliel was lifted, Yorat Choli Le'olam, people have gotten much weaker. They started learning Torah sitting. That's the meaning of the Mishnah in Sota. It says, Mi Shemit Rabbi Gamliel, Batel Kavodat Torah. The Kavodat Torah that people would never speak to their Torah, that standing became Batel. Now even on Har Sinai, Katuv Echad Omer Ve'eshev Bahar, Ve'katuv Echad Omer Vanochi Amaleti Bahar. So one pasuk says, I was sitting on the mountain. So Moshe Rabbeinu reports now that Ve'eshev Bahar, Arboim Yom Arboim Laim. The other pasuk says, I stood on Har. Which one was it? Omar Rav, there's no contradiction. Omeid v'lomeid, Yoshev v'shaneh. When Moshe Rabbeinu was learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he stood. When he was reviewing, it's best to be sitting for the review. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Chanin Omar, sorry. What it means is that it was an interim state. Lo omeid, he wasn't really standing. He wasn't really sitting either. Velo yoshev, ela shocheh. He was basically, he had his head down towards the ground, bent over like you do in Shmon Esrei, in Rosh Hashanah. It was a sign of hachnoah to the Shechina. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I don't understand what the problem is, says Rabbi Yochanan. There's no contradiction between standing and yoshev. Yoshev doesn't mean sitting necessarily. Yoshev means akava. I was there. I hung around there is all that it means. So when it says, Anochi va'eshev bahar arba'im yom, means that I was there the whole time. Doesn't mean I was there sitting. I might have been there standing. I still call that. I'll bring Uriah. Shinema va'teshvu b'kadesh yamim rabim. What does that say? Everybody set up chairs in Kadesh, and they sat there for many days. It means that's where we were. That's where we were staying over. Rav Amar. Rava says, indeed, there are two levels. One is sitting and one is standing. It depends what you're learning. Rakot. So those things, it's interesting, we have this in English also. We use the word rakot and kashor. We have soft science and hard science. Exactly the same word. Rakot. It's not all that serious. It's a soft science. There are halachas that are soft. They're easy to understand. And over those things, I don't need to concentrate. And I'm not bothered by the fact that I'm standing, even though there's a sense of being unsettled when you're standing. You can concentrate as much. But kashot, those things which are hard and you have to really get into, you need to sit and work in them. So actually, Me'ikar Adin, 99% of the Peskim say that there's no chiyuv to stand for Kriyas HaTorah.
Even not for the length, for the one who length.
Well, even, but Lamaise, it ended up being that for many years, he always says that one who reads, but Sibur, I'll get to that. between Sibur, however, there is a Murami Rotenberg who was Makved Dafke Bamida. So because of that, a lot of people do stand, but obviously you can't be mochet someone who sits. But certainly, Mikra, then there's no chiyuv to stand. As far as the Megillah is concerned, the question of your bichlal is there not gemina between here too? There's even when it comes to teaching Torah, there's some more mechalik, some of the more modern places, mechalik between teaching in a classroom situation with many talmidim or teaching biyochid. Could be that the ata po amodi madi is a question of two people learning together. But where it comes to, there needs to be a matzav with the Rav is sort of the teacher, and everybody else has to be controlled. And that over there in a chinami, you don't have to be on the same level. The Rav could be on a platform, the Talmidim can be lower, even though Biyachid you wouldn't do that. And there's also the chiluk between Megillah as well. Kores and Megillah were noyeg, but Sibur, the Kavarat Sibur by Mida. But in a chinami, if it's not Kavarat Sibur, and you're reading alone, or even if you're reading with other people, but some of them have already been Yotze the Chiyuv, so that's not part of a Sibur really. So then the minig indeed is Biyashiva. Continues the Gemara. Kor ua echad, kor Shnayim Yetzu. Even if two people agree together, you could still do the Kvikur Megillah with two voices. Normally we say that Trei Koli Lo Nishtamoy. And indeed the Brisa says Tana, Masha'im Kin Bat Torah. When it comes to Kriyat HaTorah, you cannot have two people that are reading. Ton Rabbon, B'Torah Echad Korei V'Echad Metargim. When it comes to reading the Torah, you need one person only to do the Kriya, not two people at the same time, and one person to do the Targum. B'Vach Lo Yeh Echad Korei B'Shnayim Metargimim. You can't even have a situation where two people simultaneously are Metargim. B'Navi. When it comes to the Navi, you can even have L'Chathila, one person doing the Kriya, two people doing Metargimim, as long as you're careful. Shlo Yeh Shnayim Korim B'Shnayim. Don't allow the minute to pop on over to think that you could get away with two people reading. And the reason over here we allow two people to be mitargim is because usually the targum of Torah is addressing those people who don't understand the Hebrew. If they don't understand the Hebrew, when they're coming to the mitzvahs, we need to be very mocked that they hear everything. This may be their only opportunity to learn since they don't understand the Hebrew. Novi is more of a story. We don't care necessarily that they get every last detail. So even if they're not paying attention and Trei Koli and they're losing their concentration, it doesn't really matter that much. The Halel Umegillah, we're over there, you have another issue. The Halel Umegillah, this is a reminder for the, I think. Reminder? Yes, indeed. Tiskoret Binyan Matanot Lev Yanim. We're getting closer. Quickly, get out those envelopes. Hey, you guys in Joburg. We've also got a Yud Dalit Adar distribution for those people who are not living in the walled cities of like Johannesburg.
This Matanos. That's Vav Yud Dalit.
Well, yeah, we wrote down what there is for Yud Dalit.
Clip on the last
video. Yeah. Okay. All right. Wait, it was taken out, so it shouldn't be stolen. It's in there somewhere. Here we have a new in you when it comes to Halel Megillah, which is called Chavivut. People enjoy it. And there, you don't have any problem with Trei Koli. So Hechad Chavivut. So with Halel Megillah, you could even have 10 people doing the Kriya, 10 people doing the Targum. My time, I came into Chaviva, Yavi Da Taya Visham. Since there's something people enjoy, they look forward to, and they listen carefully, and if you want to, you're able to, actually, that's one of the brilliant capabilities of the human ear, is to be able to pick out sounds and not be over, which is a big problem of artificial hearing devices that can't pick out. It's a big problem of hearing aids as well. And once it's presented in that fashion, the ear loses its ability
to... Magnifies everything.
Yeah, magnifies everything evenly, and you're unable to pick out a voice. Mokam shenagu levarech yevarech. Om Rabbi, this question is only benogea the brocha after the Megillah. Lo shana ela la'acharea lefaneh. Of course you have to be mevarech like any other mitzvah. Lefaneh mitzvah levarech. Yom Rav Yerom HaShmuel, Kol HaMitzvot Kulan, Mevorach Aleihem Over LaSiyatam. Any mitzvah needs a bracha before it. What's this over? What's the meaning of over? My mashma. I over Lishan Dagdumehu. What makes you say that over means before? Omer Nachman Yitzchak. Omer Krova Yorat Sachimah Atzterach HaKikar. Vayavor Atzakushim. You see that when you pass someone by and get in front of him, so the one to deliver the message that Avshalom was defeated was Achimatz. So it comes in first. So that which comes in first is Vayavor. Therefore, the bracha should come in first before the mitzvah. Abai Omer Mihacha, Vuhu Avar Lifnehem. Yaakov Avinu went in front of them. Rabbi said Mihacha, Vayavor Malkam Lifnehem. Hashem Berosham. Here you see that the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up in front, and that's called Avar. I mentioned to you last time we had this together, he holds that there may be an afkamina la'alocha between the two approaches as to where we learn it from. That if you learn it from Vayavorat HaKushi, it means that the Kushi started out first in front, and then he now passed him by, in which case it would imply that you could begin doing the mitzvah, make the bracha before the mitzvah is finished, that the bracha comes in first. Hashem Ken, if you learn Vayavar, and Vayavar Malkam, or Hashem Barosham, that means it's entirely first. A lot of people ask kashas in them, it's even from other places, not like that, but it's interesting. You know? Continues the Gemara. Huh? Now that you're telling me that there's a bracha lefaneah, and sometimes b'minak, a bracha lachareha, what exactly are those brachas? Lefaneah, my mevarech. Rav Sheshes from Cartesia, equal Tamid Rav Ashi, and he said three brothers. And the Yisimin was Manach, which was Al Mikra Megillah, and then Shas Anisim Lavotenu, and then Shehecha Yonim. And Liacharei, Amai Mevorech, what would you say with the bracha, the closing bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Arav Et Rivenu, V'Adamet Inenu, V'Anokeim Et Tikvatenu, V'Nifra Lanu Mitzareinu, V'Meshalem Gmolo Chaloi Ben Avshenu, Baruch Ata Hashem, Anifra LeYisrael Mikot Zareihem. So that's one approach. Rava says, I got a simpler approach. How about Baruch Ata Hashem Akel Moshiach? Well, Rav Popa says always is double-mouthed approach. Yoko V'Ramino Tarvayo, of course. Let's say both of them. Baruch Ata Hashem Anifra LeYisrael Mikot Zareihem, Ha'el HaMoshiach. It's interesting that Sam Sofer, every Adar, he used to start on Rosh Chodesh to do Maseches Megillah in preparation, and he would end with the words Mai Mevorech. Mai Mevorech he would say on Purim night by the Megillah. Then he would give a drasha on those words. Every year, different drasha on the words Mai Mevorech. And then he would finish the rest of the Masechta between Purim and Pesach. And that was the minhag all the time. Interesting.
So
we're getting close to that. This is a minhag, this bracha. Now, this wasn't a chiyuv. It's the closing bracha. And even though we normally have a klal that you're not chotei b'shnayim, you mean chotei b'shnayim, but this, I mean, the post could discuss this, that this akela mashiach, that differently, Yisrael is all one inyan, so it's not called chotei b'shnayim, but normally we're careful not to have two issues. B'sheni, b'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha, korim shlosha. Why exactly did we come up with the idea of three? Hani shlosha, connected me. What's it supposed to be a remiss? Obviously, we don't want to be much read the tzibur. There's not a lot to add. There must be something about three that makes it the magic number. Omrevasi, connected Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim. Rav Amar, how about connected Kohanim Levi'im Yisrael? And kill two birds with one stone. Where we get our three aliyahs, and we get our connected the three levels.
Three birds with one stone.
Now if we're looking already, we're getting into numerology over here. If you want to find a remez for everything that we do, so how about the 10 psukim now that we read, okay? Who are the 10 psukim for? Or maybe a short and label. Well, obviously, you can get us about the lonim shebebet haknesset. That's the important thing is that there should always be 10 10 people available in a Beit HaKnesset, because that seems to be the minimum that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects. So 10 is a presence. So therefore, we're looking for a presence in the psukim as well. So we have those 10 psukim. That's Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Yosef Omer. Can I get a Saras Abdibra? Shemel Meshe Misinai. Apparently 10 is incorporative. Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Kineged Asorah Ma'amorah Shebehem Nivra Olam. We have to remember the Imlo Briziyam of Alayla. Kuka Shemayim Varsalei Samti. So that Torah is that which is Mekayim the world. You mentioned. I skipped. That's correct. I did indeed. And why did I skip? You'll say, why did he skip? Probably because he saw parentheses. No, actually I skipped. Because Rav Levi doesn't really make sense of here. Because Asari Lulim Shomar David B'Sefer Tehillim, the Gemara comes out elsewhere. There's no such thing. Or no Asari Lulim. That David said there's many, many more Hilulim. And that's just Keneged. That's in a Sugi. That's Nogia Hilulim. And then over there, it's Keneged, that one Tehillah, the Hallelujah. But there, it's not really relevant to our circuit. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Keneged Asur Ma'amoris. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. There aren't Asur Ma'amoris. If you add up the Ma'amoris in creation, there's only 9. So I knew Vayomer de Bereishis. What you're telling me, the 9 times it says Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim Yihor, Yirakia, and so on and so forth. There's only 9 of those. But Bereshit, the word Bereshit is also a mama. Why? Dvar Hashem, Shamayim Nasu, Uvarach Piv Kol Tzva'am. So the word Bereshit, Bar Elohim, is already itself the minor. Omar Rava, if you try to split 10 psukim three ways, you end up with competition. We're usually very careful about that. So, says Rava, you should know that sometimes there's an inyan to not be the chaper. Let somebody else have the extra plus. But Lamaisa Rishain Shekora Arba Mishubach. Remember, in those days, the person was called up, he did the laning. So if he wants the chaperayim the four psukim, leaving only six for his two friends, which is the minimum. That's not looked at as being trying to take for yourself. Adarab, there's a particular shevach in that, and we like that. If he didn't do it, sheni shekara arba mishabu, there's an inyan for the second one also to read four. And there's an inyan for the third to read four. And the Taz says there's an inyan of all of them to read four. So therefore, if you have an opening, and it's all within the same parsha, and I don't get into the other problems, how many people could be living in the parsha? You could all read four, depending on the situation.
Repeating or 12?
No. 12, no repeating. We'll see. We'll get into that problem later. Says the Gemara, what makes me say this? Rishon shekar arba mishubah, why is it good to say that something that comes first has a ma'ilat? It's not. B'shalosh kupot, shalosh shalosh sayim, shebehem tormin et harishka, v'yakatuv aleim aleph beit gimel, leida izmem nitruma rishon, nakrimi men rishon. See that there is an inyan shemitzvah berishon. If there's a mitzvah berishon, it means that the first one who's laning has a right to take that for himself because of the ma'ilah of rishon. So you'll say, okay, but the middle has no ma'ilah. It's not true. Emtzei yishkar arba mishubach. I'll bring you right. The middle, in a sense, is more chashuv than anything else. The tanya el mul pnei hamenorah ya'iru. What does it mean that the shivah hanerot are all lighting up towards the body of the menorah? Oh, melamed shemitzadik pnei klapei ner ma'aravi. This is going according to Mani Omar, who understands the ner ma'aravi to be the middle ner. The middle ner, which was on the body of the menorah itself, the ner ma'aravi had the part that held the actual ptilah klapei. I heard you once already. Klapei shchina. So it would now face the shchina. I know what people don't realize in the middle of year. So what does that mean? That the dafke, everything else looks to the middle. It looks to the middle. The middle guy has the right to be the one who takes the covet of the extra posset. The Omer of Yochanan can't say meshubach. You see from here that there's something special about being in the middle. Acharon shikara arba'a meshubach. I think the psychologist saw that also, right? Middle child syndrome. Anything special? More suicide stuff like that.
So it's
for
both sides.
Yeah, well. And the Acharon Shekar Arba Meshubach, Bishul Malim Bekodesh Vol Marinim, and that's standard. We always want to be going up. Rav Papa Ikla Veikdish to Abi Gubar. Rav Papa indeed was once guest in the Beit HaKnesset of Abi Gubar, either a man or name of a place. And he was called up, and he was called Rishon, and he didn't went ahead. Some have a gear said he went ahead, others learned it was in front of him. The gear said it has that he read it, says Shabche Abi Gubar. And then they're learning Abi Gubar is the name of the guy who had the Beit HaKnesset. He didn't feel it was insulting, and Rav Papa Chat. Our Girsa has the one who was called up first read for, and Rav Papa, who was a rare guest of outstanding stature and who wanted to be Kaveya, that that's proper, he was Mishabeach him to make it clear that that's advantageous. And it's not to be looked down at.
Would it be a minigam mokum of each place, or whoever wants?
Whoever comes.
Then that's the third one isn't Mishabeach, but he has to do it. The first two don't.
No, because that's how the Taz is learning, even if he adds a pasuk. Even if he adds a pasuk, he's Mishabeach.
Even if somebody read for.
Right. And there's additional psukim available. There's no need to keep it down to 10. You can go up to 12 psukim too, assuming that that's available within the parish. We have limits, as we'll see. Maybe an Indian of Cohen. I don't know what the situation was. No. In Poratimia Memo Sifin, Tana Apoche, Apotea, Mivorek Lufanea, Vachote, Mivorek Lachara. So the way we have it in the Mishnah is the first one who starts the leaning, he says the Brocha before, and the last one says the Brocha afterwards. The Aibna, the Kula, Mivorek Lufanea, Vachara. Why is it that we've changed recently that Minag? Well, gotten to be a little bit not so recent since the passage of 1500 years or so. Jewish history, I think. So why did we recently change that minhag? That's because the takina, the gzeira mishumai nichnasim or mishumai yotzim, the rabbanon saw too many people coming to davening late. People are walking out of davening early, so they won't hear. If you walk out early, they won't hear the last bracha. They come in late, they won't hear the opening bracha. So Rashi learns that therefore they may think that there is no opening bracha, or they may think there is no closing bracha, depending on whether they're getting out early or coming in late. The Miri says doesn't like that chant. It's unlikely. Something that's before Simon and Evian. You're telling me never in your life you came in on time. Very hard to believe that you'd actually end up without realizing at one point that there is a bracha. You must say it's stretching it. He learns the Pshat is they would go there, these brachas, that people should be yotze. They're actually few of them. They're not some covered brachas. If you don't hear the first bracha, I'm glad you're not going to be yotze the brachas in the Torah. So therefore, they would go there for each one who lanes, a separate bracha, pticha, a separate bracha that ends. Baroshei chodashim, v'b'chol ha-shamoyit koyin arba'a. V'amei ulov barav mirova. How does that work? I mean, let's say, take a look at Parshas Rosh Chodesh, okay? How do you lane Parshas Rosh Chodesh? You have the Parsha of Tzav et Bnei Yisrael v'yomar Taliyan et Korbani lachmi. So you have eight psukim there. Okay, so the eight psukim is not a problem. Well, let's think about that. Echi Navi. Let's say two people would read each three psukim, okay? Which is the norm, you're saying? You can't do that because Parsha Retray. That would leave only two psukim until the end of the Parsha, and the rule is, as we'll see later on, Ein Mishayirin b'Parsha b'chot mishosha psukim. We never leave less than three psukim. Nikri arba arba. Let's say, okay, so fine, so split it between the first two aliyahs. Very good. So now what happens? You're left with seven psukim, which also sounds very good, except when you look closer. Those seven psukim are split between two parshiot. One of them is B'yom HaShabbat, which is only two psukim, and the other one is B'Rosh HaKadashim, which is five psukim. So tell me what we do now, okay? Shall we have two people read from B'yom HaShabbat, right? Have one person read now two psukim from B'yom HaShabbat, and then read one pasuk from Rosh HaKadashim? So Nikri Trei Mi'av Achad Mi'anach. The deal is, Ein Matchil B'Parasha B'chot Mishol Shapsukim. You're not supposed to read less than three psukim into a parsha, again, as we'll see later, because people may think that the laning began at that parsha, come to the conclusion that you don't have to read three psukim. The natural assumption is it started from here. Shall you read the two psukim of B'yom HaShabbat and three psukim from Uvroshei Chochechem, and you're leaving only two psukim over it towards the end? And for the same reason, almost, you're not supposed to do that. Parsha Lutrei. Not to mention the fact, if you only left two, what's the third guy going to read? He only has two psukim. He can't. What's he going to do? Start reading from another sugya on Rosh Chodesh? Talk about a different moed? It's crazy. What are you supposed to do? Omalo zulo shamati. I tell you, I don't have a Kabbalah about this. However, there is a very similar case, which we know we just had in Tainis. And kayotzi ba shamati, I did hear a pirish on something very similar. The Mishnah in Tainis goes like this. That's not. Here it's referring to the Ma'amadot. So what do the Ma'amadot of Yisrael do when they're on duty? This is the going to the Beit HaKnesset, and they read psukim from Maaseh Bereishit. Bayom HaRishon, they read Bereishit and Yehi Rakia. Now, the question is, how do they split that? Bereishit is only, the parsha is only two psukim. The parsha has six psukim. We have two people laying, so fine. So Bereishit is Bishnayim, that makes sense. But Yehi Rakia is Be'achad. I understand the Bereishis, the Yehi Rakia is Be'achad, because it's three psukim. Bereishis Bishnayim implies six psukim. Unfortunately, when you read it, there's only five psukim. So how exactly do you have two people reading five psukim? Now, this is similar to the issue that you just raised. Here I do have a pshat, and we have to apply it to Rosh Chodesh. V'tanya. So the problem is, how can you only have five psukim between two people? Hakareba Torah lo yifchot b'shloshah psukim. There should not be a laning of less than three psukim. The first guy reads three, the second guy doesn't have three psukim. There, indeed, I heard a machlokas. And let's apply the machlokas to this case too. Itmala Rav Amar Doleik v'Shmuel Amar Posek. Machlokas over there was, Rav says the second guy goes back over one of the psukim that was laid by the first guy, where Shmuel says, no, you don't do that. You split the middle pasuk into two. So the first guy reads two and a half psukim, and at the esnachta, the end. The second guy starts from the esnachta, continues to the end. So as long as you're not reading only two psukim, you're yotzi your three psukim. Rav Amar Doleg, my time in the Amar Pasei. Why doesn't Rav hold of Shmuel's Eitzah? Because he holds Kol Psuk Lo Paskin Moshe, and I'm Lo Paskin Olay. You can't just arbitrarily split a Pasuk into two if it was given at Kabbalah Satira as one in it. So you're changing something fundamental about the way the Torah was given. Shmuel says, Paskin Olay. He does. Shmuel Olay Paskin Olay. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina Kara says, boy, did I have problems with Rabbi Chanina Agoro. Because he was a teacher, Kari was, he would lane it. He was a bucky guttle in laning, and he would teach children how to lane. And he said, I tried to get a heter for a Rechanina guttle that I should be able to teach the psukim in pieces. Say over a half a pasuk. And finally, he was matir that if I'm teaching school children, it's very difficult for them to remember the whole pasuk at once. So, v'lohiterli, all he allowed me was to be posek for tinokot shobet rabban. Because over there, there's no choice. They're not really leaning. They're learning. If it's for that purpose, he says, that's okay. So, I mean, if it was such a problem where we needed it, it was such a problem to be moderate. So what Shmuel is saying so cavalierly, split the puzzle, get the two, let the first guy take half. Man, how can he do that? Well, says Shmuel, what do you mean? But in the end, did Rav Chanina Gadol tell him it was okay? Why did he tell him it's okay? Because there's no choice. So, Haino time, I mean, awesome time am I? Mishum de lo efsha? Hokanami, lo efsha, what are you supposed to do? What do you mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, it's easy what to do. Rav's got a better idea. So Shmuel Amar Pasek, my time alone are dolek. Why indeed? I mean, what's wrong with Rav's idea of being dolek? No, that's gzera mishum anechrasim. Mishum ayotzim. We have the same problem over there. Let's say somebody comes in now late. He hears the second guy start the Pasek before. And he looks in the parsha, he says, wow, you mean the first guy only read two psukim? I guess it's okay to only read two psukim. And then in the other case, where somebody walks out of the Beit HaKnesset, he hears the first guy read three psukim. He sees there's only two psukim left. He says to himself, well, that's interesting. I guess the next guy is only going to read two psukim. So because of that, Shmuel says, I don't like Dolek because it doesn't give over the information right away. Mashenken, posek, doesn't create a problem in the first place. The guy sees, I start in the middle. Oh, why? Because he's reading three separate psukim. Okay, understand that. So therefore, I don't want to do the Rav's eight. So I'm left with no brayer. If I'm left with no brayer, Rav Chanina Kara already got reshus from Rav Chanina Gadol. With his no brayer, what do you do with that? Meisvet. Parashah shoshishah psukim. Korin ota b'shnayim, v'sharkam ishap psukim b'yachid. If two people are learning, one parsha only has six psukim, that's fine, two people read it. If you only have five psukim, you better only have one pasuk read it, because then what do you do? But how about if somebody goes up, and korah rishon shlosha, and he finishes and makes his bracha, so now what happened?
You left him with only two.
The sheni, he should read two psukim from this parsha, and one pasuk from the coming parsha. Parsha, of course, meaning Tuchar is Tumah, doesn't mean Parsha, the way we use Parsha for the Sidrat HaShavua. The Yesh Omrim, now there's a Yesh Omrim who argues with the Tanakhama and says, no, never, never, ever do that. Because then somebody only hears you reading one Pasuk will think that you can read only one Pasuk. You always have to read at least three Pasukim. If you she'en matchilin b'parasha, pachot mishlosha Pasukim. Now, I don't get it. I mean, we just had a machlok as Rav and Shmuel about exactly this situation. Nobody came up with the idea of read into the next parasha. Over here, it says read into the next parasha. Why didn't we do Shmuel's Eitzah? Rav's Eitzah? Laman diora, imhita, if you're right, that the Eitzah over here is either doleg or poseg. So laman diora doleg nidlo. Laman diora poseg. Why don't we go ahead and nifsok? Well, that's not a question. I mean, obviously, if there's extra parshas to read. So you're doing laning on Monday morning of Parshas Tetzaveh. No, so you'll read a little bit extra in Tetzaveh. What's so bad? The whole Parshas Tetzaveh is no gay of the laning. So shiny hot and the Efshah Bahachi. What are you going to do on Rosh Chodesh? Start laning another Parshas nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh? It's not Binyani de Yuma. So over there, it's shiny hot and the Efshah Bahachi. You have a very simple Eitzah. Rav and Shmuel obviously were only arguing about a case we don't have an Eitzah. Same thing when we were talking about, they were talking about the Ma'amadot. Shal Rav is now applying to Rosh Chodesh. The Ma'amadot also. Every day for Maisa Bereishis, we wanted to have that day's Maisa Bereishis and a remiss to the coming day, which can't read the whole Maisa Bereishis. Omrevi Tancham, Omrevi Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Ki Yesh Omrim. It's absolutely correct that you cannot read only one pasuk from the next parsha to complete the three. You'd have to read a minimum of three psukim in the next parsha as well. Furthermore, it says Rabbi Tancham on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, "Kishem she'in matchilin beparasha pachot mishlosha psukim, kach ein mishayirin beparasha pachot mishlosha psukim." You cannot leave over in a parasha only two psukim. Obvious. There was a machlokas a minute ago between the Tanakhama and the Yesh Omrim, correct? Okay. So what was the machlokas about? If the atchalta, the beginning of the parasha, the Tanakhama said, well, beginning of the parsha, one pasuk you can read. And the Yesh Omrim says, no, you have to read at least three pasuk. So, over there, the Tanakhama is Mekel. So the shiur, we're machmir Tanakama, to say that we don't leave over less than three psukim. Tanakama said that. So for sure the Yesh Omrim are going to be machmir on that. So what's he need to he paskins already like the Yesh Omrim. So he needs to tell me that it's more chomor in the case of a year of the shiur. Says the Gemara, well, because yes, there's a havamina like this. Ma'ar de tema way of like this. Nichnasim shchichi. Look, for people to come in late to davening, okay, that happens all the time. For people to work, okay, so instead they come in late, they won't see how much the guy before had leaned. But the yotzin, what are you afraid of? The guy's going to walk out in the middle. He's not going to see that he's going to read on. I mean, who's going to walk out in the middle of leaning? I mean, it's such a busha. Not to take the leaning seriously, to be mavaza the Torah. Nobody's going to walk out. So that's not shkiyach. The manchi sefer Torah, what they leave the sefer Torah, the nafke. And now they walk out, and they're not going to know that actually the next guy read more. Kamashma never comes to tell me. Even so, you have to be even chayshet for these guys that might walk out in the middle of a lane, and therefore they won't realize that the shiur is indeed going to be enough because the next person will read more. So why is it indeed that the Tanakama is makbid maishna shiur delo mishum yotzin? He said, don't leave over less than two, because people are going to be going out. That chulinami, what do I understand? If somebody walks in late, you just got finished saying, if he walks, it's more likely that he'll walk in late. So if he walks in late and he sees, hey, that's interesting, he doesn't know that the guy read also two psukim from the previous parsha. All he says is, hey, he stopped after reading only one pasuk. I guess it's okay to read only one pasuk. So I understand, why isn't the Tanakama makbid on that to make him read three psukim from this parsha as all? Atchulinami gzera mishum anichnasim. Amrei, that's not a question. When you walk into shul late and you see something strange, anyway you have to talk in shul, right? What are you going to talk about? It's a good thing to talk about. So you tell the guy, hey, what's going on? I mean, everybody always has a ha'ara. And the later they are, the more chosher their ha'ara is. They're doing things wrong in the Beit HaKnesset. How come he only leaned one pasuk? Don't worry. He leaned the previous two psukim too in the previous. So that he's going to get the information. But when he walks out early, he's not really interested. He just wants to make a tumult. He walks out early, he'll never get the information. So over there, we're more makbid. Siman da'ayo shiyu le'shayel. He's going to ask. Sholach le'rova b'rei the rova l'rav yaisin. Hilchat amar. What's the halacha l'maisa? Sholach le'hilchat adole. We pass him like Rav, not like Shmuel. We don't split a pasuk into two. And emtsa'i dolga. It's the middle guy who does the liga. Now here's a whole inyan, as those of you who daven sometimes in one minyan, sometimes in another, know that it's not so partial when Emtsa has two minhagim by Rosh Chodesh. There are many who learned that this was only a reference to the ma'amadot. Because I would say, well, what's the middle one? When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there's no middle one. There's two guys in the middle. You're not giving me much information when you say middle one. So this was really only a reference to the ma'amadot, where there were three people relating that it's in the middle one. If you're learning that it means Emtsa'i, then it could be the first one, could be the second one. So there are two minhagim, as you know, whether you go over the Omar Taliyam, go back, so that the second guy is considered to be the middle one, or whether you go over the other parsha, the third guy is considered to be the middle one, that becomes an afkamina in minhagim. Hakoreta Megillah Omeid, Yoshev, Karayachad, Karushnayim, Yetzu, Mokam Shinam, Velavarach, Yavarach, Lelavarach, Lo Yavarach. Sheni v'chamishi b'Shabbos b'Mincha korim shloshayim pachotim v'im v'im v'sifin aleim v'im maftir menavi and apoteach v'chotem only v'Torah respectively and mevarach lefanea and l'acharea Rosh Chodeshim v'Chodesh Moed korim arba'a in pachotim v'im v'im v'sifin aleim v'im maftir menavi apoteach v'chotem v'Torah mevarach lefanea v'l'acharea respectively. Zakhal koshish po mitzaf en yom tov kare arba. Yom tov chamisha. Yom kippurim shisha. Shabbos shiva. Ein pohatim yam ava basifin aleyem. Umaftirin benavi. And apoteach vachotem betorah. Only mavorek lefanem al achara. Tana bashenken betorah. You can't have two people reading. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Am rebu vod amakrav. Ata po amod imadi. Am rebu imalei mikra katuv. I efshalom rom. Kvayachol. Af hakadosh baruch hu. Ba'amida, by the way, this is another one of the places where Tosfos brings the contradictions of the word ilmale, drives him crazy. Because sometimes we say, if it wouldn't be that, and sometimes we'd say, well, if that happened then, which one is it? Right? So he says that it depends if it's written with an olive or with a yud, an ilai. In other words, if, ilulei. Right? But it's in two completely different meanings. So, kavayochal ha-kadosh baruch hu ba'amida, var me'bavu. Minayim l'rav, shelo yeshev agabe amitav yishanel l'amidav, who are now sitting on Gabe Karka, Shemavata Poamod Imadi. Tanarabonim Yamad Moshe Vadram Gamlio Loho Yulamanim Tarala Mumad. Mishamit Ram Gamlio Yarat Holy Lola, Vayalamanim Taram Yusham. Why does that Mishamit Ram Gamlio? Lot of Kavaratera. Now, Katuva Hadomer Veshev Bahar, Katuva Hadomer Veshamadi Bahar. Omarav, well, Omeid, when he was learning, hearing from Akash Borhu, Yoshev, when he was reviewing, Vivichanino Amar, no, means compromise. Lo Omeid Velo Yoshev Velo Shochet. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, in yeshiva, in the sense of yeshiva, mamash elo lashana kavah, shevateshvu bakadesh amim rabbi. Rava Amar, rakot umad, kashot miyusham. Kora achad, kora shnayim, yatsku. Tana. Masha inkin b'torah, you can only have one. Tana Rabbanan, b'torah achad korei b'chad b'targem, uvad shlo yechad korei b'shayim b'targemin, even, b'navi achad korei b'shayim b'targeminan, why? Even more. שני וחמישי בשבת בשבת במנחה קורם שלושה אני שלושה כנגד מי אמר רבץ כנגד תורנו מי מקסד עם רבן כנגד קורם מלווים ישראלים אלא עוד אתן רבשי מי אין פרסקין מי שפוחסים מהצור צוק בבית הכנסת וידבר even the word וידבר משה השם המשה is אילו מן המינין even though it doesn't teach much אני עשור כנגד מי אמר רבשו בן לוי כנגד עשרה בתלנים שבית הכנסת רבי יוסף בן כנגד עשרה סדיבה השם אלו יש מסיני רבי יוחנן בן כנגד עשרה מאמרי שבן יברא אלו היי נינו והיום אלו ברשס there's only nine of those ברשס עמי מיימו תכתיב בדבר השם שמיים נעשו ורח ביקו צבאון אמר רבן first guy if he חץ the arba is בשובה שאין איש קרה במשובה שלי איש קרה במשובה מי שג'קון אבר משובה תלם שרש כבשל שרש סעים בהם תום מן התלש קרה והיה כתוב עליהם א' בייס גימו לידה איז בהם ניתום הראשון like Rivim and Rishon, because it's a big mitzvah for Rishon. And so, Shikara Abba, Meshur Tanyam, Hu, Pneem, Or Ner, Aya, Iru, Lam, Shibet, Sadet, Pneem, Klap, Ner, Ma'aravi, which is the middle Ner, the Ner, Ma'aravi, Klap, Yishkina, Vyom, Rav, Yom, Ah, so you see from here, Shem, Tzai, Meshubah, Acharon, Shikara Abba, Meshubah, Meshum, Ma'alim, Mekadish, Rav, Maridim, Rav, Papa, Iklu, Vekvish, Tabi, Guvar, Vekora, Rishon, Arba, Vashapka, Rav, Papa, אין פרגדים מהם הם עושים תן הפותח לברך לפניה, החותם לברך לאחריה, והאימא, דקלו לברך לפניה ולאחריה, היינו תן לתקין רבון הגזרם שם נכנס כשם היוצא. ראש הקדוש בכל השמועד קראי ארבעה, בוא הנה ולא ברע מרובה. How about פרשת ראש הקדוש? כיצד קוראים אותה? צב את בני ישראל ואומרת עליהם את כל בני לך מי? איזה אי פסוק, אם זה גניה, ונקרא את שרי תלתה תלתה, פשלו את שרי, and we see later, אין משארם בפרשה פחות משלושה פסוקים. Nikri Arba Arba, which leaves you with a total of seven psukim. Okay, but Biyom HaShabbat is two, and Rosh HaChechem is five, so how do we split that? Nikri Trei Miyav Echad Mihanav, I thought the halach is Ein Matchilim B'Parasha Pachot B'Shosha Psukim. Likri Trei Miha, V'Tzalata Miha, so now Pashalu Trei, what's the next guy going to read? Omala Zulo Shamati, Kayotze B'Shamati, that's that. ביום הראשון, in the מעמדות, ראשית וירקיה. ותני אמר, ראשית בשניים, ירקיה באחד. Now, we ask ירקיה באחד, fine, it's three psukim, but ראשית בשניים is only חמישה psukim, how do you do it? V'tanya akorim etorol yilo yivchot b'shloshat psukim. And there we find that there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Bar Dolei, Shmuel Amar Pasek. Rav Bar Dolei, what? What's he have against Pasek? Because Rav Kol Pesukim lo paskei Moshe Anan lo paskei Olei. Shmuel Amar paskei Olei. Von Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Chanina Kara Tzar Godol, Hayali Yitzu Rebbe Chanina Godol, V'lo Yitir Li Lipsot Elot Kutcher Beit Rabban, Hel V'li Tlamid Asriyim. True. But Hatam Taim Amai Mishim Delo Efshar. So says Shmuel, Lachan Ami Lo Efshar. Shmuel Amar Pasek, why is it lo efshar? What's wrong with saying Doleg? Is there a Mishum HaNichlasim or Mishum HaYotzim? Mason. Parasha Shal Shisha Pesukim Korin Ota B'Shnayim Shal Chamisha Poskim Shal Chamisha Pesukim B'Yochit Kor Rishon Shlosha Asheni Kor Rishon Miparsha Zubecham Miparsha Cheraz Yishomrim Shlosha Lofi Shein Matkin Miparsha Bebacha B'Shlosha Pesukim. Now, if this machlok is on target, so the man Yomer Doleg did log, the Lado Pasek did so. There's no comparison. Shani Atam the Ef Shabach. We're talking about by Ma'amadis, the Rosh Chodesh, but it's not Ef Shabach. Omer Tanchon Omer B'Yushub and Levi, Halakha Ki Yesh Omrim, three psukim into the next parasha. Omer Tanchon Omer B'Yushub and Levi, Kishem, Shein Ha'pilim B'Parasha Pachot B'Shlosha Psukim, Kach In Mishayirim B'Parasha Pachot B'Shlosha Psukim. Isn't that obvious? If the Atchalata, the Komekil Tanakama, the Yeshomrim is Machmer, so Shiyure with the Tanakama, now, is itself agrees to be Machmer. So look, Oshikain, that the Yeshomrim are going to be Machmer. Well, Ma, the Taman Ichvasim Shriche, Yatsim Roshriche, the Manach Sefatera, the Navke, Kamashmalam, the Tanakama, let's say the Akronim asked, but I mean, was not included in the original point. What happened to the Kal V'Chomer? Whatever the Kal V'Chomer was. I mean, you're telling me a reason why you think it would be different, but the Tanakama and the Yesh Omrim didn't. So you're not really answering your question. Some sort of leaves it open. I don't know what Pshat is. I don't know what Pshat is. Leaves it open. The Tanakama, Maishla Shiyuri Galo Mishom Yotzin, Satchulay Nami Gzer Mishom Nichnasin, Amri Man Da'ayel Shiyuri Shayim. Shalach Le Rabba Vrede Ravel of Yosef Yilchot Amar, Shalach Le Yilchot Adoleg, Vem Tzaidogan.